I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
President Trump this week is expected to do something really big. It's going to be huge. He is expected to sign an executive order for health care, maybe doing that today. And you know this is something big when Rand Paul says that he's actually on board with this when it comes to health care, because Rand Paul has been the naysayer through this whole thing when it came to the health care review and any kind of health moving forward and any kind of health care. Joining us right now to discuss this, when this is going to happen, hopefully today, is Kevin Cork, Fox News. Kevin, good morning. Welcome back to Mornings on the Mall. Thanks for joining us.
Always a pleasure. How you guys holding up?
We're doing just fine. We're talking about the president's pending executive order about health care and actually Rand Paul endorsing this. Is this going to happen today?
It's going to happen today, and here's what they're really after. They're after three things. First of all, they are really trying their level best, talking about the administration, to pick up a first down. Let me use a football analogy. It's not a touchdown. Okay, it's not a game-ending field goal. This is just a first down. Listen, you're a quarterback. Sometimes you have to tuck the ball and run, and that's what the president's trying to do here. This will effectively allow individuals and small businesses to create health associations. They will mandate that the coverage, you know, pick up the things you would expect: maternity leave, newborn care, addiction services, and things like that. But I think the other thing people will find very interesting is it will also enable you and me and others who may need short-term health care to be able to make that purchase for a little bit longer than the old three-month Obama-era limit. That's what they're hoping to do. Little small bites at the apple to try to get something done.
This, yeah, I mean, and they desperately need a first down. They're third and long right now, and they've had a lot of trouble. Let's go quickly to the idea of this decertifying the Iran deal. When should we expect this to actually take place?
Okay, you know they're going to have to kick it over to Congress. So here's my belief. Today, there's so many things happening here at the White House. On the Iran nuke deal, I expect the president to make an announcement at some point today that, look, this is going back down Pennsylvania over to the Hill. That gives congressional lawmakers 60 days to come up with something that they believe would be workable. He will vote not to, meaning the president. He'll decide not to recertify the deal because he doesn't think, frankly, what the Iranians have agreed to is verifiable. If Congress can't come up with a fix, it will ultimately go away. And that's huge, too, because it's a political victory, even if it may be a short-term political victory for the White House.
All right. Unfortunately, Kevin, we only had you for a short time today because you've got a busy day at the White House. But we genuinely appreciate you stopping by Mornings on the Mall. We'll talk to you soon.
Anytime, guys. Have a great one.
All right, you too. 8:51 here on WMAL.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.